Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Getholeno. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the police to convert the challenge posed due to threats like digital frauds, cybercrimes and artificial intelligence AI technology into an opportunity. He asked the police to harness country's strengths in artificial intelligence and aspirational India. Mr. Modi was speaking on the concluding day of All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police at Bhubaneswar in Odisha yesterday. The Prime Minister noted that wide-ranging discussions were held during the three-day conference on national and international dimensions of security challenges. He expressed satisfaction on the counter-strategies which emerged from the discussions. The Prime Minister distributed President's Police Medals for distinguished service to officers of the Intelligence Bureau during the valedictory session. Chief Minister Nagaland Nipyu Rio and Padma Bhushan Grammy and Oscar winner Dr. A.R. Rahman jointly inaugurated the Center of Excellence for Music and Arts, CEMA, yesterday at Minister's Hill, Kohima. Deputy Chief Ministers Tia Zileng and Patun were also present. Chief Minister Nipyu Rio said the state government is determined to help the youth in music and arts, sports, etc., especially those who do not have proper opportunities. He expressed gratitude to Dr. A.R. Rahman for coming all the way to Nagaland and that the state government is looking forward to working and partnering with him in the future. He exuded hope that Nagaland will not only be called as a land of festivals, but also known as a land of music. Padma Bhushan, Dr. A.R. Rahman, who is a singer, songwriter, music composer, record producer, expressed hope that the musicians and artists of the state would continue to inspire people in the future. On the occasion, A.R. Rahman also announced that Head Hunting to Beat Boxing, a musical documentary he produced, has been selected for the 2025 Palm Springs International Film Festival. The Center of Excellence for Music and Arts was conceptualized to encourage and promote music and arts to national and international level and to create awareness and preserve talents of people practicing age-old traditional music and art which are getting ignored. The center was constructed at a cost of 5 crore rupees under special assistance to states for capital investment. The 7th Mikey Fest is being celebrated at Horticape, Naga Heritage Village, Kisama, Kohima, alongside the 25th State Hornbill Festival. The event, inaugurated by Chief Minister Nipyu Rio, highlighted the role of women as key contributors to Nagaland's socio-economic development. The Mikey stall features products from the Apparels and Accessories Production Program, the Food Processing and Resource Center, and the creations of trainees and instructors from the multi-training centers in Kohima and Dimapur. The main attraction is the exhibition of tribal attires and designs organized to promote and preserve the textiles of Nagaland's 17 recognized tribes under Protection and Promotion of Textile Designs 2024-25. The ongoing event celebrates the spirit of women-led entrepreneurship while showcasing the rich cultural heritage of Nagaland. Advisor for Soil and Water Conservation and Information and Public Relations, Imkong L. Imchen, yesterday inaugurated the Hornbill International Photo Fest, HIP Fest, during the 25th anniversary of the Hornbill Festival at Kisama. Speaking at the event, Advisor Imchen highlighted the significance of photography in inspiring the youth of Nagaland to pursue photography while showcasing the state's natural beauty to the world. The photo fest, themed Nature's Canvas, celebrating the beauty of nature, is a collaborative effort by Portrait Enterprise and the Department of Information and Public Relations. Abeb Izong from Portrait Enterprise said that the event received 66 entries this year, including 45 from local photographers. The top prize for the first place is 40,000 rupees, second place earns 25,000 rupees, and third place receives 15,000 rupees. And Advisor, Information Technology and Communication, Economics and Statistics and Evaluation, H. Sethrong Q. Sangtam, yesterday inaugurated the Data Hub at Naga Heritage Village Kisama. At Data Hub, the Department of Economics and Statistics that exhibits various books that the department has brought out, especially Nagaland Statistical Handbook 2024, featuring the policies of the government, importance of registration of births and deaths, and the economic landscape of Nagaland. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.